Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 350. Today we are continuing with the SBS of the alpha islet cells of the pancreas. First, we will see what happens during the conflict active phase. Yesterday we learned the biological conflict linked to the alpha islet cells as a female fear disgust conflict and a male resistance conflict. You should not forget what we studied already, that the alpha and beta islet cells belong to the group of organs that respond to the related conflict, not with cell proliferation or with cell loss, but with either hyperfunction or functional loss. The other organs having hyperfunction during CA phase are thalamus and periosteal nerves, the cochlea and vestibular organ of the inner ear, retina and the vitreous body of the eyes. Olfactory nerves and skeletal muscles have functional loss during CA phase. Also, please remember here, the normal function of the alpha islet cells we studied yesterday as secretion of the glucagon to stimulate liver to convert the glycogen to glucose and thus to increase the blood sugar. Therefore, during the conflict active phase, the function of the alpha islet cells is reduced, the glucagon production is decreased, and thus hypoglycemia is caused. Now let us see carefully the symptoms of this hypoglycemia. They are nausea, dizziness, fainting, trembling, and a fluttering heartbeat. The reason for some people to faint or pass out when they see blood is given by GNM as a symptom of the CA phase of the SBS of the alpha islet cells of the pancreas. Fluttering of the heart is explained as occurring due to the glucose deficiency in the heart muscle like any other muscle. Craving for sugar and sweets is also a symptom of hypoglycemia because by eating them more, the nature's purpose to balance the blood sugar level is served. Continuous overeating can lead to weight gain and obesity. This obesity should be differentiated from the obesity due to water retention of the kidney collecting tubules program. This regular intake of sugar-rich foods can make the hypoglycemia to go unnoticed. Next, we are going to see what happens during the healing phase of the alpha islet cells program. As always, in the case of healing phase, we can consider what happens during the PCLA, epileptoid crisis, and PCLB. During the first part of the healing phase or PCLA, the glucose level slowly rises to normal level. You know that during the epileptoid crisis, there is a reactivation of the conflict active phase, and as a result here, there can occur a temporary drop of blood sugar. But this sudden but temporary drop of blood sugar level, known as acute hypoglycemia or hypoglycemic shock, may tend to be a medical emergency depending on the intensity of the conflict and the subjectivity of the person. During the PCLB, the blood sugar level may rise above the normal range, again showing symptoms of diabetes. Later you will learn that diabetes or increased blood sugar level can occur during the conflict active phase of the beta islet cells. There is another type of diabetes according to conventional medicine, and that is known as diabetes insipidus. We learned it under the cirrhosis related to the kidney collecting tubules program. In the case of such a cirrhotic kidney and in the event of a new KCT related conflict, the cirrhotic kidney is not able to retain water, and as a result, large volumes of diluted urine are eliminated. This diabetes insipidus has got no relation with the so-called hormone related diabetes of the pancreas islet cells. At the end of the healing phase of the alpha islet cells, the blood sugar level will fall back to normal range, provided there are no conflict lapses or hanging healing. If the conflict is hanging due to the lapse of the conflict, the diabetes can become chronic. In these cases, there will be production of insulin, but this insulin is not utilized by the body for carrying glucose to its cells. This diabetes may be compared with the diabetes related to the beta islet cells, which you will study tomorrow. The diabetes with the normal insulin production occurring during the chronic conflict lapses and hanging healing of the alpha islet cells is called insulin resistance in conventional medicine. This is the popularly known adult onset diabetes or type 2 diabetes. What exactly is type 1 diabetes or so-called juvenile diabetes, we will study under the beta islet cells program, which we will start learning tomorrow. After learning beta islet cells program, also we will understand that according to GNM, the differentiation between juvenile diabetes and adult onset diabetes is meaningless, because from the GNM perspective, whether diabetes occurs in the healing phase involving the alpha islet cells or in the conflict active phase related to the beta islet cells is determined only by the person's gender, laterality and hormone status rather than a person's age. Very often, obesity or a state of being overweight is assumed to be a risk factor for developing diabetes. GNM proves this also as wrong. It is true that most people with so-called type 2 diabetes are obese. From what we learned so far under the Alpha Islet Cells program, the so-called type 2 diabetes, the hypoglycemia and the diabetes are two conditions of the same biological special program. Or the so-called type 2 diabetes is not caused but rather preceded by hypoglycemia. Friends, diabetes being commonly picturized as a very serious medical condition, I would like to advise all of you to pay special attention to the present topic we discuss in Global GNM Health Tips. If you have not understood well, please replay the audio until you become thorough with it. Today was the second day on pancreas islet cells program. Please share them with your all social media groups. Please make it an opportunity to invite more and more people to our global GNM movement to make the world free from the scare of diseases. Knowledge is power. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.